With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
You're listening to The Gold Derby Show on The Gold Derby Podcast Network. Welcome back to Gold Derby. I'm Christopher Rosen, joined by Joyce. Joyce, the SAG Award nominations were announced on Wednesday. We're doing this Wednesday night, and we're talking all about the TV nominees. If you're looking for the film ones, we just did that video, and you can watch it.
It might be on the sidebar right now.
Or if you came from the film one to the TV one, welcome to us here. Joyce, I'm so thrilled. I am talking to the best predictor on Gold Derby. You were the top expert. I think you had 77% right.
I don't even know, but don't sell yourself short, because I think you were the top
third
in the top three. You're number three. The third.
I think so. And Caitlin.
Yes, our pal Caitlin, our MCU expert Caitlin. So
yes. Because Joyce, I went out on a limb when we did this last week and I said, Yellowstone's getting in. I've never seen Yellowstone. I know people who enjoy Yellowstone. My father has talked to me about it. Like, I'm just, it's a very popular show, as we've said. And I was like, you know what? It's getting in. And there it is. Hell yeah.
Can you recreate your reaction when they read Yellowstone? Like, the final nominee in drama ensemble, Yellowstone.
Yeah. Yeehaw. I don't know. Do they say that in Yellowstone? I think it's a cowboy show. They have hats.
Yeah, they're in Montana. I've seen a few episodes. There's a lot of denim and cowboy hats.
So, Joyce, let's start there with the ensemble in a drama series. I'll just read off the nominees. It was Yellowstone, obviously, but they were last because of the Y, and that's how the alphabet works.
And I'm sure some people thought they were going to say Yellow Jackets too.
Yeah, perhaps. But we had talked about how Yellow Jackets was more of a fringe. Film Twitter, but for TV show, basically. Anyway, Handmaid's Tale, Morning Show, Squid Game, Succession, Yellowstone. I got all five of these, and I think you got four of the five.
I got four because in lieu of Yellowstone, I had Pose, which again, not nominated. They've never nominated Pose. Now they can't because it's over. So they're still not into FX.
No.
FX has done very poorly at the SAG Awards.
We speculated that might be the case, and it was. So way to go us. But Succession seemingly running away with this category, never nominated before, just cleaned house here at the SAG Awards.
It got five nominations.
Five nominations. Yeah. Really, really, really good.
I'm doing my predictions right now because
I guess the dark horse would be Squid Game, which overperformed, I'd say. It got two acting nominations as well, which I think most people predicted maybe one, like yourself, but not two. I don't think you had two.
And I think Squid Game can win. And I totally understand the argument for it to win. And, you know, it was a massive hit on Netflix. SAG loves Netflix. I can see it winning, but I'm still going to stick with Succession, not just because I'm a stan, but I think it's just, I think we all knew it was going to break through. It finally did. And also the fact that it got three actors into drama actor, which I also predicted. I got that 5 for 5.
I got that not 5 for 5 because I had.
You didn't, because you were all in on Yellowstone and you had Kevin Costner.
I had Kevin Costner and I also had Matthew McFadden in there. So I had four Succession actors. But for male actor in drama, Brian Cox, Billy Crudup, Kieran Culkin, Lee Jung-jae for Squid Game, and Jeremy Strong for Succession. Mm-hmm. You had 5 for 5, Joyce. Not a lot of surprises here. We kind of Billy Crudup. We had talked about the seemingly an obvious pick for the morning show, and Kieran getting in seemed like a no-brainer after the dick pic. That was it.
Yeah, I think he eventually got into like our top five in the odds, but he wasn't in there for basically like the whole season. But right. I think people finally like got on board. But again, you know, it's never happened in this category before of three shows fielding three nominees, understandably. So it's still a huge deal that it got three actors in here, especially over like a former champ like Sterling K. Brown, you know, or like someone else, you know, even like Billy Porter. I know some people were predicting Billy Porter again, Pose, never nominated here.
Kevin Costner.
Kevin Costner. So yeah, there he is. So who do you have winning here?
I still have Brian Cox. I think even though I understand why Jeremy Strong will probably win, I just think this season belonged to Brian Cox. And he should win because of that. I think it was like if in the arc of the show, season two was much more of a Kendall ascending season. And this was Logan strikes back in season three. And I thought Brian Cox was very much up to the challenge of this season and just killed it. He was so good. So I have him winning, but I think Jeremy Strong will win. How about that said?
I have Jeremy winning. I know the argument for a vote split. I'm not too concerned about that, really. No. Just like last year, The Crown had three drama actress nominees and Gillian Anderson won. You could say that, you know, that was also because they were up against two Ozark actresses. But Iago won opposite two Sopranos co-stars and then the other two nominees show. So it's been done before. And I feel like there's just so much reverence for Jeremy's performance and he's never lost opposite Brian before.
Right. And he also, as we saw,
I love Karen, but I don't think he's winning.
No. And as we saw with the New Yorker profile, not only did the profile itself include anecdotes and like secondaries with like a ton of very recognizable famous actors who really like Jeremy, but also like, when it became like a laughing stock and the article was
for no reason at all.
Very silly. I can't believe the stuff that we get controversies over on social media, Joyce, just blows my mind how stupid it is. But that was a really dumb one that lasted like over a week. But at the same time, we had multiple actors who were like,
oh my God, Aaron Sorkin does not have social media.
So Jessica Chastain certainly leading the charge for the support of Jeremy Strong. I just feel like he is very well liked as an actor. So I think
yes. And then in the same profile, the writer makes a note of how he just has like a Rolodex of just famous friends, you know, right. And then like, you know, he like the reporter wanted like color quotes from people. And then he was just like handing out like people, like famous actors, like cell phone numbers.
Well, if you look at his resume.
Yeah.
Every movie he makes is like a massive ensemble. It's like Big Short, you know, like.
And he's been doing this for a long time. He just hasn't been famous.
Right. Selma, he was in great ensemble. He was in, you know, Chicago 7 last year, obviously. So anyway, Jeremy Strong, we don't need to. He's great. It's a great actor. Best actress in a drama series, Joyce. Jennifer Aniston for Morning Show. Young Ho Yun for Squid Game, which was a surprise. I think I definitely did not have her predicted. Elizabeth Moss for Handmaid's Tale, Sarah Snook for Succession, and somehow Reese Witherspoon for Morning Show. That was a shock to me, Joyce. I have to be honest.
You know, they Reese finally got another like big nomination for this show. So
it surprised me because she wasn't nominated for the first season here. And she's better in the first season. No offense to Reese Witherspoon, who I absolutely adore as a performer.
Well, also, like, as we discussed last week, like it was kind of difficult to fill out this category just to figure out like who, like I had MJ.
Right.
Almost as like a hope diction. But like I said, like I wasn't really confident in it because they've never nominated Pose before.
Right.
So, and then very early on, I also had a SAG queen, Juliana Margulies. Eight-time winner here, who was on the Morning Show, did not get in here.
We also had J. Smith Cameron, I believe.
That was my other one. So I was predicting six Succession nominations. Got five. I will take it.
So that was another. I honestly still surprised she didn't get in. I don't know.
The Morning Show coming through with the double noms and not Succession here. So
no. Pretty wild. Who do you have winning? Sarah's
next? I have Sarah. I had Sarah in first. I'm going to keep her in first.
I think the fact that Reese got in bodes poorly for Jennifer's.
She'll like eat her.
I kind of think she could. And I think then that opens it up for Sarah to get in. So I will probably put Sarah.
There's a succession sweep here
as well. And I think you could see a succession sweep. Excuse me. Say that like three.
You know what? It's about time they make it up to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And not wrong. Best ensemble in a comedy series, Joyce. You got this one all right, I'd imagine, because I think you had mentioned Kaminsky meant it, I believe.
I did. So yes, I did go 5 for 5 in this one as well.
So the nominees were The Great Hacks, The Kaminsky Method, Only Murders in the Building, and Ted Lasso. I got 4 of the 5. I went with Reservation Dogs instead of Kaminsky Method.
We can't rely on FX.
Yeah, I should have known better. This is a tough one to fill out 5 nominees, frankly. And you went with the Netflix return nominee. And that was the smart play, as it turned out.
Easy win for Ted. It did not win last year because Schitt's Creek won. So
easy win for Ted. And I also would say easy win. Well, I could have made the argument for Only Murders. The fact that when we get to it, Selena Gomez was not nominated, I think bodes poorly for its potential as an upstart. So I think Ted Lasso wins here in a blowout as well. Male actor in a comedy series. Michael Douglas in Kaminsky Method. Joyce, did you have him in?
I did very early on, and then I took him out. And then yesterday when I was doing my like final tour and did not change anything, I considered dropping Nicholas Hoult to put Michael back in because I did have Kaminsky in ensemble and I did not do it. So
you should have done it.
Because I know.
Right. Brett Goldstein for Ted Lasso, Steve Martin and Martin Short for Only Murders in the Building, and Jason Sudeikis for Ted Lasso. So I got 4 of these 5 because I had Nicholas Hoult. Again, it seemed like the obvious picks here. Last week we talked and I was like, oh, maybe Steve Martin could win. And then I was like, no, he's not going to win. Obviously.
They like to give back-to-back wins here, like we've discussed. So, yeah. Congratulations,
Jason. I look forward to seeing, who knows how this show is going to look. It's in
maybe February. Maybe they'll do another 1 hour pre-taped.
That'd be great. Or he could be in his, was this the show? He had the famous tie-dye sweatshirt.
No, that was the Globes.
That was the Globes.
Yeah.
He also did some, I feel like he had a good sartorial look for this show too. If I remember.
I don't remember. Emmy, like velour, like velvet.
Oh, it was the Emmys. You're right.
Yeah. That was like very like Chris Evans at the Oscars like 3 years ago. Yeah.
So best actress in a comedy series. This one I got nuked here, Joyce, because I had Selena Gomez and she didn't make it. And I had somebody else who didn't make it. Oh, I had Hannah Einbinder from Hacks who didn't make it. So the nominees were Elle Fanning for The Great. Hilariously, last time she was snubbed and Nicholas Hoult got in. This time she gets in.
Be nominated together, okay?
Apparently not. Sandra Oh for The Chair. Jean Smart for Hacks. Keep Jean Smart in mind because we'll come back to her again later, which I thought was like a fun surprise. Juno Temple for Ted Lasso and Hannah Waddingham for Ted Lasso. You had talked about maybe putting Juno Temple back in.
I put her back in. Yeah, because I dropped Hannah Einbinder for Juno.
Smart. That was smart. I should have done that. I should have listened to you and I did not do that. And I left Hannah Einbinder in and like an idiot and didn't work. But
yeah. And I, again, very early on, I had Sandra Owen, but that was like before Murders really took off. And then like I swapped her for Selena. And I did think that like Selena could miss. And she did, which is sad. But, you know, she has that ensemble nomination.
So she. I kind of thought she would get in too because she's so funny on it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you look at the nominees here, it's like easy to see why she didn't get nominated, I guess. It's like she's still not thought of maybe on the same level, certainly, as like a Sandra Oh or even Juno Temple. And yeah, I think the show is very well liked. I think in the very small sample size of people I know who've watched it, her performance was polarizing. And I wonder if that translated to, you know, the larger SAG.
I think she's great on it. And
I agree. She's amazing.
It's a very dry performance. Like her line deliveries are great. And the way she plays off of, you know, two comedy icons is amazing. And
she really holds her own. Yeah. It's great. I think she's so good.
But I feel like Sandra Oh as like the veteran kind of went out here.
Yeah. And the Ted Lasso love obviously was strong. Mm-hmm. So Juno and Hannah get in. I think we expect Jean Smart here to run away with this as well.
Yes, easy. This is she got a double individual nominations here, but this is the first time she's gotten individual SAG nominations because she's only been nominated ensemble before for 24. So
that's unbelievable, especially for her being 24. Hilarious that we'll have maybe Jean Smart and Nicole Kidman winning their first. Nicole's obviously won SAG Award, but for first to film and Jean for TV here. Male actor in a television movie or limited series, Joyce. After this, I want to complain again anew how they don't have an ensemble for this category. It's just
please, because I can always complain about that.
So. What a deranged. Mm-hmm. If you're in the SAG world and watching this, make a change.org petition or something. Just unbelievable. Get it added. Anyway.
I mean, why haven't we had that petition yet? Like we have so many change.org petitions for a lot lesser things.
Murray Bartlett for The White Lotus, Oscar Isaac for Scenes from a Marriage, Michael Keaton for Dopesick, Ewan McGregor for Ralston, and Evan Peters for Mayor of Easttown. Joyce, I got this 5 for 5. I think you did too.
Yes, same. Yes.
Again, not a deep bench for this one.
No. It was just kind of like figuring out maybe who'd put in like the last spot. But so I think Keaton's winning, even though I love Evan Peters and like my poor Zabes, RIP. But I think Keaton has a lot more heat, even though Mayor's the bigger show. But it's like it's Michael Keaton. You know?
I agree. I think he's going to win here too. I think
Dopesick wasn't a hit, but it did well. It was well received. His performance is well received. So I think he's got this.
I think also if there was an ensemble in the limited series or television movie category, Dopesick would absolutely be among the nominees. Mayor of Easttown would as well, but I think Dopesick and White Lotus would all make it. But I think Dopesick would be like a strong contender because it is a big ensemble. Mm-hmm. And Rosario Dawson, who announced the nominations, is part of that ensemble. So that was...
And as she always calls him, like, Michael, my forever Batman, Keaton.
Yeah.
That's how she refers to him. Because, like, at the TCA panel for the show in August, she said the same thing. So I think that's just...
That's her bit.
That's his full name. That's on his birth certificate.
Well, I'll tell you what. He's going to be Batman again, Joyce. I think he's in the
It's Flash, true. It's true.
And I think he's in Batgirl, right? Can we read that?
That's the latest news this week.
Sure. Can't wait. A great scene. Great scene. That is IP I am familiar with, Joyce. Mm-hmm. Female actor in a television movie or limited series. This one threw me for a little bit of a loop. I'm not going to lie. I got 3 of the 5. It was Jennifer Coolidge for White Lotus, Cynthia Erivo for Genius Aretha, Margaret Qualley for Maid, Jean Smart for Mayor of Easttown, and Kate Winslet for Mayor of Easttown. I mean, they really love Jean Smart. That she got in over Julianne Nicholson is like unhinged.
I will say, again, very early on, I had all 3 Mayor ladies getting in here, like how Big Little Lies pulled it off a couple years ago. And then, you know, as like more shows were premiering, like such as Maid, I dropped Jean. I kept the Emmy winner for Mayor, Julianne Nicholson. But I think this is just a case of them, like, not necessarily being lazy, but just kind of like checking Jean down the ballot. Like, they love her on Hacks, and it's like, oh, I'll just nominate her again for Mayor of Easttown because she is like the comic relief on that show, you know? Yeah.
My picks were I had Jessica Chastain for Scenes from a Marriage. And Beanie Feldstein for Impeachment. I thought it was broad enough that maybe it would get in, but then I remember now that they don't watch FX and no one could watch Impeachment.
We talked about this last week. You can't stream Impeachment like American Crime Story.
That was a fail.
The latest installment. It's not on Netflix yet. Like the other
when ones. Impeachment is on Netflix 3 years from now, they might nominate Beanie Feldstein
like retroactively.
for this. But until then, no.
Yeah, my other nominee here, because I had Julianne, was Caitlin Dever, my other Dopesick pick. So
kind of surprised that she didn't make it in either, but I mean, they really love Jean Smart. I don't know. What can we say? But,
it's going to be Kate. We know this. She's sweeping.
So it'd be, so the winners here would be maybe Kate, Michael Keaton, Jean Smart, Jason Sudeikis. Mm-hmm. And then Sarah Snook, Jeremy Strong.
Yes.
It's a pretty good run.
Yeah. Some of those people just won Emmys recently. So we've seen that before when it's just like kind of rubber stampy off of the previous Emmys. So
The SAG Awards is kind of in that weird spot, Joyce, where it's like, it can't predict the next year's Emmys. So it's got to like coattail the previous year's Emmys.
Yeah. It could coattail and then it could sort of like, it could predict Succession, I guess, you know?
Sure. Right. Cause Succession dominated the Emmys, obviously.
Yeah, but it's like, it's not the same field as the Emmys because of the eligibility, which is what I like, because it's like you're facing different people. So you can't predict the same thing. It's kind of like, you know, at the Emmys, when people were still predicting like Anya Taylor-Joy, it's like, yeah, she won all those awards last winter, but she never faced Kate Winslet.
Right. So SAG, let's fix the SAG Awards TV thing just quickly. Ensemble for the limited series and television movie. Makes no sense that there is none. I don't understand.
It's just cruel. Like I think I understand like way back 28 years ago when this started. you know, which is not that old for an award show when you have the Oscars at 94. But anyway, you know, I like limited series, anthology series weren't as big back then, and they didn't really blow up until like the last decade. So you mostly had TV movies, which are like two-handers, right, not really ensembles or like full casts, you know? So, but it's about time they add it. Because it's just
so all unfair. These shows are, you're just missing out on like what an incredible, I mean, how great would it be to have Mare of Easttown cast, Dope Sick cast, yeah, White Lotus?
Like, I mean,
White
Mare Lotus would like, win this so easily, I think. Like,
but you could argue though that White Lotus is maybe, well, no, I think you're right. Mare would easily win it. But I mean, White Lotus.
Mare got into stunt ensemble.
It did. Mare would definitely win.
It's like we should read the stunt ensemble nominees because it's amazing.
I don't know if I have it up. Let me see.
It's Cobra Kai.
Oh, yeah.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
The Falcon and Winter Soldier. Great. Makes sense. Loki makes sense. Mare of Easttown. Okay. And Squid Game makes sense. This is like Irishman stunt level.
There were stunts.
There were. There's violence involved.
Yes.
In the show. Yeah.
It just feels like you're missing out on so many great potential nominees if you don't have the ensemble here. And I don't even understand why they wouldn't add it. It's such a benefit to the ceremony, I feel like, to have another major award like that and to like be like,
hey. Yeah. And then like you get more, I mean, you know, especially like pre-COVID, you get more faces on the show.
But also it'd be like a place like, so a movie, a show that did not pop up here was Underground Railroad, which I assume is eligible. Right. And yes, I don't think it would have made any of the individual nominees, but you cannot, that ensemble was amazing. And it's a very deep, like very level ensemble where like there's a lot of different people all executing the limited series and like a high level. It seems like that would have been recognized in this category if it existed, but it doesn't even show up here at the SAG Awards at all, even though it really probably should have been recognized. You know what I mean? Like, it's like, you're just missing like a lot of really good, strong potential nominees here. I don't know. I think that's such like, it's such an easy thing, and I can't imagine anybody would be mad about it. It's like one of those changes you can make that everybody would be like, yay, this is great news.
Everyone would be happy with this change. I think they also feel like maybe they can't fit it into the show because they only have a 2-hour show.
You know what? I've seen the show, Joyce. They could probably.
Yeah, I know. I've seen it too. I don't think that's like a solid argument. There's a lot of stuff you can cut from the show. The show went forever without a host, and then they started adding hosts in the past like 6 years.
Just a little bit of fat. They did it last year. Bill Camp was in his car. I think they could figure out how to do.
Oh my God. An iconic Zoom.
Bill Camp. Literally in his car doing it. And you know what?
I know. Like, and then we found out later he was like getting vaxxed. He was like in line to get vaxxed.
Oh. Amazing. Bill Campbell.
Amazing.
The other questions to fix this SAG from a TV standpoint. Do you add supporting actor categories?
Yes.
I mean, you gotta add supporting actor. Yeah. Like we
but
said.
Again, like I think they would have to go to like a 3-hour show to do that as well, you know. I don't think they need to go to a 3-hour show if they just add the limited cast, but with supporting, they would.
If you add supporting to drama and comedy, you're adding 4 different categories.
That's yeah. And then much. If you add supporting to limited TV, because it's only fair if you do it for the other genres.
Then it's 6 different categories.
Yeah.
So that is too much, but I still think they should do it because then you don't end up with like Kieran Culkin in male lead for the drama series. Like, I don't think I would call him a lead. Would you?
No. Well, they don't, the category officially doesn't have lead in it. It's just like,
I understand, but I'm just saying like,
but it favors lead actors. Yeah.
Right. I'm just saying like, he's not a lead.
No,
he should really be supporting. And I don't know.
Yeah,
even like Brett Goldstein would be a supporting actor then.
Yeah. He's a supporting actor. And
now the downside is you and I both were just saying some of these categories, it was a thin bench. So you'd really have a tough time filling out 5 if you're kicking out like Brett Goldstein from comedy actor. And you could argue Martin Short, I would say, is honestly supporting in Only Murders. But I mean, I guess I could be swayed that they're both leads.
I think they're all three of them are leads.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Yeah, but it's sort of like The Last Duel.
Yeah, they are. And it's very much Only Murders and Last Duel, very similar.
Yeah, we're going to write that story. So, yeah.
It would just be a much better show if they did all that. I don't know. I just wish they would do that. Add more.
And, you know, like make the show for us. Like, we care. Well,
that's the other thing. Just in general, as we're talking about all these award shows, the ratings are so shot on all of these things. It's like
don't care about the public.
We're making it for the people who love it. Like, we watch it. I'll always watch the SAG Awards. Last year, I think 1 million people watched them. Now, last year's was a rough show because, like we said, it was a pre-taped Zoom. You got guys calling in from their car, getting vaccinated. You got just like they're in breakout rooms. It was not the most enviable television broadcast. But in the past, the SAG Awards have been a fun ceremony. I love the pomp and circumstance. I don't know. They could make it longer. I'd be in.
Yeah. I think, well, that also gets into the weeds of like the network home and contracts and everything. So, true. But yeah.
Like, what if they did an hour long, here's the fixed choice, an hour long pre-show on Instagram Live where they gave out all the supporting winners and the stunt ensemble. And then they do all the other stuff.
Please, please never again on Instagram Live. Like, we learned nothing from last year.
We didn't at all. No, they did it again. Nothing.
You know what? At least they didn't take 10 minutes to connect like they needed.
No, they just were muted, I thought, right?
Yeah, like Rosario had no audio for like 2 minutes.
Tough beat.
Yeah, I don't know. But it's just like, it's so funny how, you know, like for years, as long as I can remember, like the nominations were announced, you know, on TNT. Like, I would just finish, turn on my TV. Like, I watched the last 10 minutes of Charmed. Or like Bones. And then it's like, you know, Gabriel Carteris comes out, gives a speech, and then it's like nominations.
It was a simpler time then, Joyce. Now I have to open up Instagram to watch these
so much on my computer, which I can't.
That's the other thing. I'm like, people like you did on your computer. Yeah. Like, are people watching?
I'm not watching that thing on my phone. Like, are you kidding me?
That's how they want you to do it. Next year, maybe they'll do it on TikTok.
I honestly thought they would have like moved to TikTok this year. Maybe the deal fell through. So,
well, they're always a few years late on things, Joyce, right? SAG
in general. It's true. Yeah. So just like with some of their nominations sometimes.
Any last thoughts here on the TV side of things before we wrap up?
I don't know. What else is there to say? Was there like anything? Oh, did we talk about, no, we did that, right? I don't even know. Which one? Was there like anything you wanted to get in that did not get in?
I mean, not really, just because like it was so, like we said, like I would have liked Matthew McFadden or Jake Smith Cameron to get in, but it's hard to like be mad that they didn't get in when Succession had like 5 nominations. So that's ridiculous. Selena Gomez would have been nice, but it felt like a tight group here, right? Like, it just felt like there was a lot at this point in the year. You're not really missing anything. I didn't think like Loki was going to get in or Tom Hiddleston or anything.
No.
And, you know, so.
Well, so like the other thing that we mentioned last week, like I think WandaVision would have gotten here like for Elizabeth Olsen and Paul Bettany had they not extended last year's eligibility, because then WandaVision was eligible last year because it premiered in January.
So like, I think if WandaVision got in, last year. I would argue that maybe Oscar Isaac would get bumped out because Scenes from Marriage is probably a little weaker.
Yeah, because like Jessica Chastain didn't get in actress for Scenes from a Marriage. So,
and then
yeah.
I would say like maybe Jean maybe doesn't get that second nomination in place of Elizabeth Olsen for mini movie actress.
And again, that would have been a great ensemble nomination, WandaVision.
It's great. They got to do it. They just got to do it.
You know, maybe one day we'll just do like a what if, like what would have been the limited ensemble nominations like this entire time.
I would love that. That
would actually, ceremonies. Yeah. Like obviously like Big Little Lies, like that would have won easy 4 years ago, you know?
Maybe could. Yeah. Oh, I forgot. It would not have won. They did a second season of it, but it would have won first. And then.
Yeah. Because first it was in limited. So.
Would there have been more? No, they would have done another season anyway. I'm glad they did not do a third. I love the first season.
I mean, like there's still, was it like Nicole recently who was saying like it could still happen? I don't know. Yeah, I don't want it. Is what I'm saying. Because I don't need multiple seasons of limited series.
No. Also, now that unfortunately John Marvelli died, I don't know if they'll do it.
That was, that's so sad. R.I.P.
Very, very upsetting. A true artist who did, who blessed us with Big Little Lies and Wild, which is my favorite Reese movie.
He directed two Oscar-winning performances in the Matthew McConaughey, Jared Leto.
Yeah, he was a legendary actor, but a director, excuse me. But yeah, that's it. That's the SAG nomination choice. If you want to watch our discussion about the film nominations, where we get wild and crazy and try to bend Ben Affleck into the awards race again.
You know what? Ben Affleck should do a limited series.
Man, that would be amazing. Oh, it'd be so good.
You know, in every interview he's done recently, he always mentions like Succession and like Narcos, like at Mayor of Easttown. And I'm like, Ben, where's your prestigious like limited series?
He's still, I'll be curious to see when a guy like him and like Matt Damon and Leo, that generation of like actors, goes to TV. It feels like they are still very movie focused. And like, even under like Ben in a lot of his interviews has been like, I understand movies now, and like how no one's going to go see these movies in theaters, especially like the stuff I like to make, and they'll just be streaming, and like that makes sense. But I'm like, I wonder when he's just like, let's just do a long limited series. And you could argue that the last film he directed, Live by Night, should have been a limited series. I think it was like a little too big for a movie, and it had like a lot of moving parts. And, you know, maybe he goes back to it. Anyway, Joyce, we'll talk a lot more about Ben Affleck and everything else.
Yeah, we'll come up with a limited series for Ben Affleck next time. So.
Okay, great. Talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.
For all things Hollywood competition and award season, head to goldderby.com and follow us on social media at goldderby.
Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.